This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Welcome to New California State Radio. Yep. New California, the new name for the New California State Initiative. A lot of people don't know that it exists yet, but it's here. Boy, is it here. And we have some just absolutely smashing news about the new state of California. Yep, New California, it's born. It's starting. And welcome to the show. A lot of things to cover. We're going to be talking about, what's going on in Florida right now. Big, big things happening there. I mean, if you want to understand what's going on with states and all that good stuff, well, you just might want to take a look at what's happening in Florida right now. Boy, I'll tell you, the Hurricane Irma, as it's known, coming ashore, and now we're hearing stories of big cranes, you know, these big construction cranes that they use to make all these high-rises. Okay, apparently one or two have actually collapsed now because of sustained winds of up to 160 to 170 miles an hour. That is a big storm. It's covering pretty much the entire peninsula of Florida. You're getting reports of storm surges all along on the east and the west of Florida. So that's very, very problematic. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the oath of office. Yep, finally. Finally, people have stepped forward and said, look, we're going to make a commitment. We're going to put, you know, basically our lives, our treasures up for grabs. We're going to take an oath of office and say we are committed to making new California. That happened yesterday in Williams, California. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about, geez, what happened with the Jefferson trial. Apparently there is, everybody has to have their day in court. And apparently that's exactly what happened. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. Not too much. They have still quite a ways to go, I guess, in their whole trial process. But we're also going to be talking about what is it like in the rest of the United States in terms of, you know, some of these states out there and some of their state initiatives that where they're trying to form a new state, not necessarily like the CalExit program where these people are trying to secede from the union, which, again, is against the law. And we'll talk about a little bit about the CalExit seditious movement. It's interesting, but CalExit is clearly a seditious movement as opposed to, you know, wanting to try and form a new state, putting another star on the flag, as we always say here. Yep, putting another star on the flag. That's the symbolism of behind those stars. We have 50 stars on the blue field. Now, take a look at that. A lot of people don't understand that. We try and drive that one home all the time about those blues, that blue field and those white stars. They mean something, you know. What number is your state on that flag? What star number? Well, we're looking to put another star on that flag for New California. New California. By the way, you can go to the website of New California. New California. It's www.newcaliforniastate.com. That's www.newcaliforniastate.com. That's the website. A lot of information there. You can kind of get the general plan as to what's going to be the course of action for the new state. Newcaliforniastate.com. Remember that website. Okay, so let's get down to it. Hurricane Irma. Now, coming on the heels of Harvey. Now, this affects states. We're watching something play out here. If you haven't been able to follow this whole thing, but we're watching something play out. You know, we talk about FEMA. We talk about all these different national organizations and agencies that are designed to so-called help us. Everybody's been in fear of FEMA and others thinking they're going to pack us up and ship us away, which, by the way, I think that was a real reality under the Obama administration in a lot of cases and could still be. You just never know. With these so-called globalists out there. Yeah, you know, the globalists and what they're trying to do to tear down borders, by the way, and destroy state sovereignty. See, we can't escape this whole globalist versus Americanist issue out there. The sovereigns being the Americanist, want their own sovereignty. They want their own autonomy as states. But that is not what the globalist agenda is. The globalist agenda is to erase borders, completely erase borders. That's why the DACA situation that has developed about the Dreamers program is so significant, because that is nothing more than an attempt to destroy the border. Well, then, of course, look at the southern border. Why do you think there is a new California state movement? It's called the border. It's one of the main reasons. Control our own border, because there's certainly the probability, the possibility, the, I guess you would say, the erasure possibility. In other words, grab an eraser and just forget about that border. Draw yourself a map of the border between California and Mexico and imagine what's going on right now. We're just erasing that border. Well, what's playing out right now in our federal government and our state's governments and our county governments is real safety protection. And this is one of the things that when you do take an oath of office, you're there to protect and defend. And that's exactly what these people that have taken the oath of office are doing. You're actually seeing a great demonstration in the South, talking about those states that have been most affected by the last two hurricanes, Harvey, as we call it, and Irma now. And the way that these states and counties up to the federal level are articulating themselves and making good use of communication between the two. This is the way the system is supposed to work in this country. We're seeing the systematic use of our own constitutional system right now play out right before your eyes. And it's a wonderful thing to see. It's one of the fabulous, great things about our country. You know, we Americans do stick together. It doesn't matter what state you're from, what county you're from. We do stick together. Unlike other nations, unlike those who want to destroy the borders, they don't stick together very well at all. No, why would they stick together? They have no autonomy. There's something about being autonomous that helps you to help other people. And there's something about our Constitution that drives that. Gee, I don't know what it is. There's a glue that keeps us all together so we can drive that. And that glue is playing out right now. You're seeing it all play out in this whole situation going on with Irma. And, you know, there's going to be more. I guess there's Jose coming up in the Atlantic. And, again, we're going to probably see that all play out again. You know, you wonder about the other islands and other nations around. Mexico in particular could be possibly hit by some of these. Or maybe Jose is going to creep up there and smack them down. Of course, you have on the Pacific Ocean side, you have hurricanes that develop there too, and would affect California. Oftentimes, high surf in Southern California is always very problematic in August and September. Very high surf. In fact, when I used to live down there growing up as a kid, high surf was what we all lived for, those big towering waves. To surf them, body surf them, board surf them, those are the big bad boys. And they always came in August and September. So every August in the afternoon, where would you find me? At the Wedge, at 17th Street, or someplace like that where the waves were really, really big. When we come back, we're going to get a little bit more into this Irma coverage. And we're going to also talk about, well, you know, there's a great article out by Katie Grimes, our very own Katie Grimes, who's a good friend of this radio show and Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking about her article that's out about Jerry Brown, who views himself as a president, of course, El Presidente. But the reality check is, he's nothing more than a failed shadow president. That's what Katie says. Anyway, visit our website. That's www.newcaliforniastate.com. That's www.newcaliforniastate.com. New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots. prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots. Welcome back to New California State Radio. New California State Radio. And you can visit our website, www.newcaliforniastate.com. That's www.newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so what in the world is going on now with Hurricane Irma? Irma. How about Irma? Well, we've got some clips here I'm going to play to give you some sort of feel for what the people are thinking down there. And understand, one of the things that I take most seriously is safety in these kind of issues. Safety. And we, in our new state, have to do the same. And right now, there is no safetiness, readiness, I think, in California or New California. It will not, certainly be a lot different. But when you have the neglect of safety for your own people, as what we have seen demonstrated so many times and times again here in the state of California by our current government and other governments that we've had, especially with Jerry Brown, absolute complete negligence on their part in terms of public safety. Look at the roads. Look at the infrastructure. That's the most obvious thing. And then look what happened at Oroville Dam. Nearly a million people killed. Could have been killed on February 12th. Let's not forget that. February 12th, 2017. A call by a sheriff with 1 hour to spare saved upwards of a million lives around Sacramento. I mean, and why? Why did that happen? Because of negligence of the government to properly maintain the infrastructure, especially at Oroville Dam. It was complete negligence. Spending money that was supposed to be allocated for the improvements of a particular infrastructure, and it almost failed. In fact, it did fail. In fact, even today, it's still considered in failure mode. That's the way the technicians look at it. And where was the state government in California? It wasn't there. No, they were spending money on other things besides the infrastructure, on social programs designed to, well, change the demographics of the state of California. That's really what it was. That's really what it has been. Millions, billions of dollars that have been spent by a tyrannical governor named Jerry Brown. Gone. And everybody's left in debt. That is a tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. Just an economic tyranny at that. But safety, not even something that these people even remotely consider with the current government. That is why we are New California.
Yeah, Shepard, the rage of the storm really has hit Key Largo. You know, it really started with some 30-mile-an-hour sustained winds yesterday morning at around 10 a.m., and it continued to get worse throughout the day and night. We were up until about 3:30 on Fox News, and at that point, the winds were sustained 50 to 60, but when we got up after about 3 hours of downtime, look behind me. I'm going to step away so you can see the rage of the storm come through, Shepard. Now, we're in a protected area. We're in a Cat 5-rated three-story hotel, so we're kind of out of the wind, if you want to think or call it that, for at least a little bit. So just look out beyond us. Even 5 feet from behind where I'm standing, you can see there's trees snapped. There's one tree across there that's got to be about 4 feet around, Shepard, and about maybe 15 feet up. It is snapped absolutely in half. So you can see the power of Irma as she comes ashore. And she comes ashore, Shepard, also, again, after being battered since 10 a.m. yesterday morning. By the wind meter, which I have, it shows just here 75, 80 miles an hour when I put it out just beyond from where our protected pool part is. And the rain just blows, Shepard, significantly. We know also about midnight yesterday, we went across the island. If people know how the Largo, Key Largo works, it's about a mile wide at the area where we're located. On the ocean side is where we were yesterday. We went over there around midnight last night. It was already under 3 feet of storm surge, and that was at midnight, way before the rage of this storm has come through, Shepard. We're on the bay side right now. The bay water hasn't come up yet, but as you can see, we're still getting it from the easterly direction, Shepard.
Man, how many more hours of this kind of thing are you guys expecting, Adam?
They're telling us we could have another 12 hours, Shepard, and we haven't had power since most of this Key Largo area, and for that matter, the Northern Keys haven't had power for 10:30 yesterday morning it went out for us. And it has just been nonstop wind. You know, we've been to other hurricanes before. You have as well. You don't usually have it for this long unless the hurricane is stalling off the coast. In this case, the hurricane is just absolutely blasting the Keys. You saw a couple of people here at the hotel. There are a few folks that could not get out. They could not get a flight. They could not drive. And I'll tell you, from being here for the last 4 days, what they decided to do was find a Category 5 rated hotel, and this owner decided to stay open to help those people. Other hotels did not do that for the liability purposes and also the unknown purposes of what this hurricane might do. At one point, Key Largo was where the eye was supposed to cross. We're not going to get the eye, I don't think, Shepard. We haven't seen the report this morning in the last hour, but we're going to be close enough, obviously, to get some pretty horrific conditions, Shepard.
Adam Housley live with us there.
Yeah, Adam Housley. Boy, I'll tell you, you don't get the visual. Of course, you can kind of tell the visual as we're sitting here. It's absolutely amazing to watch the trees that are moving around there. Adam Housley, that was shot early this morning, and I'll tell you, they were just absolutely battering Key Largo down there. I've never been to Key Largo. I've been to Florida several times, but never to Key Largo. But, you know, again, this is some of the emergency preparation stuff that we need to key in on here for safety reasons. It's pretty obvious. We can learn in New California, we can learn from the experiences of the other states, which is really something everybody should be keenly aware of. But then there's those that just will never learn, of course, those that will stay behind, that are not in buildings that are, you know, rated, you know, against a Cat 5 hurricane. By the way, the hurricanes that have been coming in are, this is the first time in recorded history, at least, that we know of. And again, this is not for the climate change people out there. And, you know, by the way, the climate's changing right now. I don't know if you know. I always like to talk about how the climate just changed 5 minutes ago from where we are currently now. Just take a look out the window. It really does change. And by the way, tonight, the sun will go down. Just, and more climate change will happen. And in fact, what will happen when the sun goes down tonight? You know, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be frightening because there's going to be global cooling. Uh-oh. And guaranteed, listen, I can tell you, probably another 12 hours later, the sun is going to come up. And then we're going to experience global warming. Gosh, I hate it when that happens. And all along, you've got this continuum of climate change based upon global warming and global cooling. Something called the sun does that. I'm sorry. When I get into the climate change and I watch hurricanes, but the point I'm trying to make about the hurricanes and what we have here with Harvey and now with Irma, this is the first time, at least that we know of, and don't want to get out there and talk about these crazies talking about the largest storm in Atlantic history, because we know we've had larger ones than Irma. But this particular situation is the first time that we know of, that we recorded, that we've been hit with at least Cat 4 hurricanes since we've been taking records. So that's a little bit different. But you got to remember, how many months did we go without any hurricanes at all? And that's really not unusual. It's not unusual to have this kind of hurricane activity, even though there are large hurricanes right now. But remember, we have been going for years, and complacency has set in, clearly, in these areas, and people have had to work themselves through it, I think, in the realization. Kind of lucky that we had Harvey, at least if you're in Florida, you're lucky that you've had Harvey come in, you saw the damage there, and it gave you a little bit of a heads up, like, whoa, wait a minute, we haven't experienced this, we're complacent, and the bottom line to this whole thing is our complacency could have driven a worse scenario in terms of safety. We don't know how many people are going to die from this, how much activity is going to be happening. We just do not know that yet from Hurricane Irma. But hopefully everybody has followed the safety procedures, followed the right things to do. Hopefully, that's the big key. Hopefully followed the right things that they need to be doing in order to prevent any further damage or death or destruction. You have to be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, all times for these kind of scenarios. It's just sort of, it's just the way it is. You have to definitely be prepared. You have to definitely be prepared under these circumstances. Prepping is important. Hello? Make your escape plans. Know what your routes are and so on. Anyway, we're going to be back. You're listening to New State Talk Radio, New California Talk Radio. New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 newmanafoods.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots. And welcome back to New California State Radio. This is the radio show dedicated to, yep, the new state, New California State. New California statehood, that's what this is dedicated to. Okay, so on other fronts, we've got the situation that has been brewing with the Jefferson trial. It went to trial this last Friday. And not the results I don't think people wanted. The information that we had from people that were observing, somebody of legal authority, actually, we put some stuff up on our sister website, agenda21radio.news, and we're also going to be posting it up on newcaliforniastate.com. Some of the information that was put out there by some of the legal people. And when we did an interview of somebody who was in the courtroom, had been in the courtroom and also texting us, we got this information. It said, United States Court Judge Kimberly J. Mueller has been hearing arguments all morning on the Citizens for Fair Representation lawsuit against the state of California. Sources inside the court have informed Agenda 21 Radio the judge appears to be leaning towards dismissal. Sources stated Judge Mueller asked one question of the State of California defense team, who gave their answer, and then spent the rest of the time with their mouth shut, basically. The defense team did, from the State of California, as the judge spent the entire rest of the hearing with the plaintiff. Judge Mueller wanted to hear from the plaintiff if the plaintiff had suffered any unique harm. This is something you have to do. If you got the plaintiffs that are involved with the lawsuit, one of the things they have to show and prove is that they've all suffered unique harm. That would give them standing. So at this point in time, it's an issue of standing. Now, that's what legal people have told me from the get-go, and that is exactly what apparently has transpired here in the courtroom. Now, I wasn't in the courtroom. Neither was Mark Baird. Mark Baird was not in the courtroom. Mark Baird wasn't there, which was brought to my attention by an ardent supporter of the Jefferson Movement who was quite upset that Mark Baird was not present in the courtroom. Sources said it's obvious what the judge's potential decision will be. The plaintiffs must get their past this hearing in order to get to a 3-judge panel. Now, I guess there's going to be an ability to amend their case going forward, and the judge, I guess, is going to consider what's going to happen. So we're going to wait and see what is happening there. We've got some information, some posting from some people here. We'll see what we can get out of that. We're going to pump up the volume here.
Downtown Sacramento, where the state of Jefferson, Citizens for Fair Representation folks, and the plaintiffs are just coming out of court. The judge has not yet made her ruling. She is taking it under advisement. We will read her decision online on Pacer. She is right now leaning to go with the motion to dismiss on the part of the state. However, the magistrate said that if she does that, she will likely be allowing the plaintiffs to amend the case. We're down here in Sacramento, Federal Courthouse, Citizens for Fair Representation, State of Jefferson lawsuit.
Okay, so that's one bit of it. We also have, let's see if we can get this clip of their attorney actually speaking. Yeah, let's see if we can get that. Here we go. We got this one going on.
I think things went well today. The judge had some questions, and we attempted to answer them as best we can. The judge told us that regardless of what happens, we will be given an opportunity to respond to her order. So Jefferson and the Citizens for Representation can expect to continue bringing this action in court for the time being. The judge had read everything. She was aware of the issues. She asked good questions, and we'll see what happens. I fully expect that Citizens for Representation will be given a 3-judge district court because the issues they raise about whether 120 persons can adequately represent the 40 million people in California is one that has to be considered. Is that what our founders contemplate? Is that what the people who wrote the 14th Amendment contemplate, that legislators would not be representatives, they would act more like philosopher kings? So I believe that we have a good chance of going forward, and if our issues are considered carefully.
Well, that's from the representative, the attorney, one of the attorneys. There's a team of attorneys, two attorneys and a paralegal. One of the paralegals pretends to be an attorney, which is kind of interesting. I wonder how he gets away with that legally. But being optimistic about what is going forward, and again, you just don't know. You know, we don't know for sure. They might go to the Supreme Court and they might get the case run to victory. The problem is you've got this. People have taken this case to the courts before. From what I understand, and the legal people I've talked to, this case, or this, you know, Jefferson Reynolds versus Sims notion of representation, which one man, one vote, has gone at least well over 2,000 times. in various district courts around the nation. So, and every one has been kind of turned down. So the probability of this one moving forward to fruition is lessened by that, just that. But that's not to say that it couldn't happen. And, you know, we would all love to have representation. And we get the representation notion about what they're talking about, which is completely valid. But whether or not the courts are going to see it that way, and whether or not, you know, law that's pretty much, quote, settled law. I just hate that term. I get that term, oh, Paul, it's settled. You know, when they were talking, it's settled law. I can't, you know, nothing is settled. Things do change. This absolutism. But it is. I mean, a couple thousand times, the same court case, basically. And the things around representation have been taken to district-level courts. So that does, you know, weigh one way. But I don't believe it's totally settled. I think that there, if there's a margin of hope, let's go ahead and take it, as they say. Let's find that margin of hope in this case. When we come back, we're going to be talking about an article, a superb article, absolutely superb article by Katie Grimes. And, you know, Katie Grimes, a very good friend of this program and also Agenda 21 Radio, American Exceptionalism News Network. And she's just done some superb stuff. She's done some stuff for us at the Liberty Tour. The focus of attention with the Trump administration in the voter fraud issues. And when we come back, we're going to be reading an article about California's governor, Jerry Brown. And are you ready for this? Listen to this title, The Failed Shadow Presidency of Jerry Brown. Wow. Stay with us. You're listening to New California State Radio. New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots. And we're back here on New California State Radio. And speaking of California, their governor, Governor Jerry Brown, and his failed shadow presidency, written by Katie Grimes, our very own Katie Grimes, great friend of the radio show, and great friend of the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, I might add. Great friend of the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. Her article, which appears on Agenda 21 Radio and also on www.newcaliforniastate.com radio, is on there. And it is absolutely a barn burner, an absolute barn burner of an article. It says here, it says, while California drowns in debt, its public schools are failing and ranked with some of the lowest reading scores in the country. Criminals are being let out of prison and jails, and crime is spiking. Water is cut off to our farmers. Illegal aliens and refugees are arriving in droves as Democrats are trying to pass legislation making California a sanctuary state. One dam we know of may still blow apart. Who knows about the rest? Bridges are failing, highways are crumbling, and Democrats flout federal election laws by allowing millions of illegals to vote. Jerry and his corrupt Democrats in the State House and feckless Republicans are introducing bills at lightning speed to add regulations, massive tax increases, more gun control, restricting more freedoms, all while prattling on about climate change and nuclear war. My analogy, our house is falling apart, the roof is leaking, the power and water has been shut off, the foundation is leaking, and guess what? The Democrats want to borrow money at a high interest rate to put in a new swimming pool. Jerry Brown, California's notoriously offbeat liberal four-term, recently indulged adoring reporters at a press conference by saying he wouldn't rule out running for president again. Man, this guy's got visions of grandeur, right? Brown has served as governor of California from 1975 to 1983 and then again from 2011 to present. Running for the Democratic nomination for president is something he's done three times in 1976, 1980, 1992. Many speculated he would throw in his hat into the ring during 2016 presidential campaign, including Ms. Grimes. But he instead eventually endorsed Hillary Clinton. And when Trump beat Clinton, Jerry Brown vowed to fight Trump and the administration on every policy. Brown threatened to build a wall around California. If Trump were ever elected, we'd have to build a wall around California to defend ourselves from the rest of the country, this country. Brown told a group of labor organizers, the Sacramento Bee reported. Brown also said the country has benefited from the influx of illegals. Some of these old white guys ought to recognize that the whole pension system would collapse if it weren't for a bunch of young people coming into this country and into this state, Brown said last December. Brown said California would put up its own damn satellites if Trump cuts funding for certain space projects. And while Trump has been unraveling the Obama administration business-killing climate change regulations and executive orders, Brown has been downright defiant, promising to adopt every EPA policy the Trump administration overturns. This is a tyrant, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump announced in June that the United States would pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. He said his decision was a reassertion of Americans' sovereignty. Hey, what about that word? That's me now talking. Sovereignty. And he was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris, he said, as President Trump and other world leaders met in Hamburg, Germany for the G20 summit. Governor Jerry Brown defiantly announced in a video to the Hamburg Climate Conference that Trump does not speak for most Americans when it comes to the dealings of environmental concerns. And then Brown shamelessly traveled to China, met with President Xi Jinping at the governor's request to discuss more commanding role for China in fighting climate change. Brown announced his own climate summit to be held later this month in San Francisco. It's brazen on several levels, from stepping on the president's trip to thinking he speaks for the American people, said Bill Wallen, a longtime GOP strategist and research fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution. The San Francisco summit is not likely to accomplish much, Wallen said, besides gathering people to collectively thumb their nose at the American president. It's as if Jerry Brown is operating as a shadow president. Oh, my God. Negotiating international climate change policy with foreign leaders. But wait, isn't Jerry Brown the governor of one state within the 50 states? Brown has been a vocal critic of President Trump on nearly every issue, including Trump's State of the State speech earlier this year, specifically targeting Trump's immigration policies and defending climate science. This constant disparagement of President Trump only serves as a reminder that Jerry Brown has three presidential run losses on Trump's one big win. It makes Jerry Brown look petty and scornful. And now Brown announced he is heading to Russia to push climate change with regional and world leaders. Brown will be attending the Eastern Economic Forum and said it will be an occasion to promote investment and strengthen the state's commitment to decarbonizing the economy, the Sacramento Bee reported. It's as if Jerry Brown thinks he's chatting up world leaders about climate change will undermine Donald Trump. The devious Governor Brown, obstructionist in chief. The man who desperately wants to be president, even if he has to play shadow president, is the great force behind the decline in California. Jerry Brown is mulling ways to prevent the end of the world, according to the SACB. I think the world is getting closer on the brink of destruction, Governor Brown said, adding, like a mad scientist, it's bad. It's bad. And there is goofing off on a bunch of sidebar activity, in my opinion. We have to do everything possible to at least start talking in an attempt to block and to lock in environmental protections before Donald Trump took office. Jerry Brown, I guess, went mad. Stay with us. You're listening to New California State Radio. New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. The Feather River Tea Party Patriots.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
New California State Talk Radio is brought to you by the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. For more information on the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. 4409, the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. And welcome back to New California State Radio. Jerry Brown, the madman. Yep, and the shadow government that he has formed is amazing. You can pick up the rest of the article on Agenda 21 Radio and also newcaliforniastate.com. We've got it posted up there on both of them. You know, it's just absolutely amazing to consider that Jerry Brown and what he has done and what he has been doing to people is something that, you know, after a while, people just think we're just going to let this guy go and do these things and be unaccountable for the things that he's been doing. And, of course, that just simply is not a fact, Jack. That's not going to happen. Jerry Brown literally is a tyrant. This is tyranny, what he's done. And what his friends have done, very cleanly identified, by the way, in the remainder of Katie Grimes' article. It's just absolutely a perfect set of grievances that Katie has laid down. El Presidente, as I call Jerry Brown. He thinks himself as the president of California, which, of course, we know is a lie. He is not. Now, to counter that, one of the most historic events in California history took place yesterday, September 9th. Just in a very small, old school in Williams, California. And I was a part of it. And I want to say I was a proud part of it. Very interesting set of circumstances now with this whole new California state movement. It's real. It's viable. And a lot of people don't understand that viability is very, very important if you're going to form a new state. And it is. But in this meeting, if you will, that took place of the new California statehood movement, 11 people stood up and took the oath of office. Duly elected people actually took an oath of office to New California and the United States of America. A lot of people don't get it, but they did. One of the most historic moments in California history. 11 people, and I was one of them. We have our articles that are published on newcaliforniastate.com and also on Agenda 21 Radio. You can see the pictures. We're going to have this story is going to explode. It's already starting to go ballistic right now. But very proud to have been a part of this whole movement to form a new state. The new state, New California State, New California. Get used to that name, because it's going to be old after about 10, 15, 20 years. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.